We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by Hum Kombucha. Fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Mike Parker and John Warren with head football coach Jonathan Smith. Jonathan, here we go. I mean, you're deep into year two now, and just when you take a look, even though year two obviously doesn't start until August 30th right here at Reser Stadium, being into it now this far down the road in the process, what are your overall thoughts about kind of where you are and how far ahead of the game you feel like heading into year two?
Yeah, year two definitely feels better than year one, just your second time going through it. I think there's real progress getting made, you know, just from the facility in, what we got accomplished in the weight room and that kicking started to refurbish that thing. That's going to be game changing. I think the development of the players that have been here now for a year, starting with the weight room, but also the coaching and the development on the field, you know, academically where we've gone, and these guys are taking care of business there, and we're improving. And so we feel like we got some momentum headed into what we need to be a big-time fall camp in August to set ourselves up for a great season.
Why is that SPC renovation, enhancement, improvement a major piece here?
Well, they spend a ton of time in there, and so you want to be walking into a first-class facilities, and we're getting that. It's huge. And it helps in the recruiting end. You know, the recruits come through. They want to see the facilities and where they'd be spending the day-to-day, and so it definitely helps there. I think it's a huge benefit for football. And really for all the sports, because they spend some time in there. So it's game-changing.
And one other thing, and we'll move into a lot of different aspects here. Thank you for joining us. The room we're sitting in now, we're in the entryway to the Valley Football Center in the Jack and Jenny Wilborn media room specifically, but I can tell there's a lot going on in here, too.
Yep. You know, just continuing to be able to highlight so many players that have come through these walls in the past and being able to show what they've been able to accomplish on the NFL end or some of the awards that have achieved from the receiver play here to kicking to all team bowl games. And so we want to continue to highlight that. And it's another step. Talk about continuing to progress here. So when people, their first impression, they walk in, they're going to get a brand new look.
Last time we talked, which wasn't that long ago, you had wrapped up spring ball and were partially through one-on-ones. Have you completed that, and do you feel better?
Yeah, it was really good. So I'd be able to sit down each guy for about 20 or 30 minutes and be able to conversate, see how they're living, and experience the day-to-day here, ways we can look to improve. And so I think it just brings some value. It validates their opinions that they're expressing. It was really positive. And you continue to get a cleaner picture of where we can improve and how what we're doing really well, and we want to continue.
Do the guys get a feeling when you're in the one-on-one session where they can tell you things you might not want to hear, or grievances as a group or anything? Do you learn anything when you're talking?
Yeah, no question. I try to set the stage early in the conversation that we want to tell the truth around here. And so when I start asking them about different aspects, I want to hear the truth. If it's good, I want to know it so we can keep doing it. If there's some things we need to change, I need to know that so we can look at improving. And so I do feel like I got great honesty from the guys. And again, majority of the stuff was really positive, and I found some nice wrinkles that we can tweak.
The honesty, of course, you said we tell the truth around here. It works both ways. In your experience, Coach, as a coach, when you've got to tell somebody some hard truths about, you know, maybe where you see them or what they need to do, how hard is that, or how valuable is it to be truthful in those settings?
Yeah, I think it's just a ton of value. And really, most of the kids, that's what they want, too. They don't want you just blowing smoke or sugarcoating of just saying, hey, this is where we see you. This is where we think you can improve on. They want to know that information. And so it's not hard at all when you think of the big picture of we're really trying to improve, and we need to, right? I mean, it's painful to go through the fall and not win many games. It's like, well, let's take a step. And to do that, we tell each other.
Have you ever had an experience, either as a player here or as a coach, where you told somebody something and they said, you're wrong, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to prove you, that it ends up having that kind of inspiring effect on somebody?
No question. I think a lot of these, especially dealing with the players, these guys are competitive, and they want to be good at what they're doing. And so I think they take it sometimes as a challenge or a motivation to, yeah, maybe show you, coach, but also just knowing clearly what they got to do to take a step, and they use it as motivation to get it done.
Have you ever had a guy completely shock you and get that way and come through?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, not maybe shock me in regards to, like, this is the steps you need to take, and they've taken them. Because we did the same thing last year sitting down with one-on-one, and there's a bunch of guys that off of the last year's meeting have made steps. And now we got to continue it into their second, third, fourth, whatever year they're in.
Have you ever seen a guy go from he's just on the team, he's a practice guy, to a full-on starter and surprise you in that way?
I may have lived that experience. Yeah. I should say I'm sure a few, and it does happen. I mean, we do guys that got a chance to contribute this fall that were in no way contributing last fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got guys like that, and you need that in a program. Football, so many guys on the team. And not even just contributing to Saturdays scoring touchdowns, but contributing through the week and then doing some great things on special teams on Saturdays.
We're about to go out. A lot of us, I get to be involved in the Beaver State Tour. Pat Casey is going to make some stops along the way. You'll be at the stops, Coach. Wayne Tinkle, Tanya Chaplin, Scott Ruick, Scott Barnes. I mean, there's a lot of people going out on this. But just to mention Pat Casey's name and this whole coaching approach and methodology, he had a particular strategy for certain guys about, I know there's another level that this young man can get to, and he would say things that would shock their world, that would maybe even make them fighting mad about him and not like him. I mean, do you with so many guys on a roster, I mean, are there times that you know there's something more in a guy, and it's up to you and the position coaches to try to get that out of him?
Yeah, I think that's part of the role of coaching, man, is to be able to get the most out of every player. And there's no question that Pat Casey was a master at it, you know. And I continue to learn and hear stories of his motivation, his communication. And yeah, we are trying to recreate things like that. And the football end is a little bit different. We got way more assistants, and so some of that communication needs to come from the assistant coaches. But I do think that in the big picture of coaching, that's a huge part of it, is getting the best out of your players.
Coach, what right now are what are the players doing right now this time of year?
Yeah, they're in the thick of lifting and conditioning, and so we start about a 3-week segment here until they get into finals, and then they'll really hit it hard the rest of the summer. So these guys are going really 5 times a week, heavy on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then they're doing a little bit of like throwing practicing on their own because we can't be out there, which they're off to a good start with, it sounds like, this first week. And then hopefully they're finishing some classes.
Do you ever have guys that you have you almost have to say you got to back off? They're that big a gym rat?
Yeah, we do. And especially some of these guys that make me take an injury, and they just want to keep on going to get it right. And sometimes just time is what's going to heal it. That shows up a lot. Guys trying to do more than they should be. And there are guys that they want to do it throughout the weekend. Like where they lift 5 times a week, but all of a sudden they're doing more on the weekend. There is an aspect of rest that is healthy that some of these guys don't want to be dealing with.
Jonathan, what about coaches? John asked, what are the players doing right now? What are you and your staff doing this time of year?
Yeah, most of the assistants, most of the month of May, are out traveling and getting into high schools and trying to see prospects and continue those relationships, but evaluation, and it's not just the one class. I mean, you're looking at from freshman on up. So those guys are doing a ton of traveling. Leading into kind of June, where it turns into camp season, we'll do a little bit of satellite camps, traveling to be able to see some guys move around. We've got both our camps in June, the first 2 Sundays of June, the 2nd and the 9th, where we'll have a lot of prospects coming in, high school players. And so that's kind of where we're headed. So it's a big emphasis on recruiting, evaluating these next 2 months. But it's not the entire emphasis. Like I said, I think it's still important to be re-recruiting and diving into your current roster. And so they're not gone every single day. They're back with their guys, hit and miss, through the month of May.
You're facing camp season. I have a question about camps, when we hear about camps. Now, when I was a kid, it was many, many years ago, and camp was for anybody. Yeah. I love football. I'm going to go to Oregon State football camp and play. Mm-hmm. And in that camp, because I came here to Ralph Miller camp for basketball, there might be one guy who can play collegiately, but the rest of us are just guys who paid the money. Mm-hmm. Is that long gone? Are your camps now all by invite?
No, anyone's welcome to come if they're of age, high school-wise. Yeah. And so, no, it's not just strictly invite only. They are open to the guys that want to aspire. One, to, like, yeah, play college football. But I mean that the guys want to come to camp and improve their game. I mean, they're going to get coached by some Division I elite coaches, in my opinion, we got at our place, and spend a few hours with those guys. You can't tell me they're not going to find one or two things that's going to help them in the fall.
Do you have camps or days, or do some of their high school coaches come and learn?
Right. Well, high school coaches are welcome to kind of be around with their prospects, and they can learn. There's it's about a 3 or 4 hour window each Sunday, those 2 days, 2nd and the 9th, that we'll have, and we'll have some lower level college coaches being around to evaluate. So I think it's just good for the game in general. Obviously, we're trying to improve ourselves and find some good players, but also the players that come will get better, get some coaching, and then the ones that come, coaches, parents come with them, I think it'll be a good experience.
And finally on this one, are there any, is recruiting and huddle and the internet and social media is so refined that it's impossible for a kid to come to your camp that shines, who you might be interested in, you never heard of him before?
Yeah, it's happening less and less because, like you're saying, it's just wide open with the internet, huddle, the access to, I could pull up on my phone a kid that's 2,000 miles from here. You know, it's just, that's what's available now. So it happens less, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these guys just need to get into an environment that show up against some different players, and you can find some qualities and continue to pursue them in the recruiting process.
Jonathan, a big picture question, not just about Oregon State, but about the game of football. I mean, I turn every week, I'm reading articles about, you know, parents not letting their boys play. I mean, you've got two boys. I mean, we talked to Tim Ewis about this recently. He says he's going to let his boys play if they want to play. How do you feel about the overall big picture as somebody who loves the game, been involved in the game your whole life?
Yeah, there's a lot out there. And I do think there's two sides of it. Like, there's a lot of concern. But I also think there is so many steps being taken. This game is way safer than it's ever been. And some of it, we're going against, you know, the data of the last 20 years. Well, some of the improvements, the measures we've taken on how we practice, how we tackle, how we teach tackling, obviously the equipment part. Mm-hmm. some of that is in place now. And so what I'm saying is in the next 15, 20 years, the data is going to look a little bit different.
Yeah, we just spoke with athletic director Bob Holt at Corvallis, who's retiring after many, many years and coaching football. And he said it's actually never been safer, all the things you said, but also with concussion protocol.
Yeah, there's no question that, you know, it's just so much more advanced. Even I just think about the times when I was playing. And I had a great experience here, don't get me wrong, but the protocols that are in place, the way we practice, it's really different 20 years later, even the last 5 years, in regards to the amount of time we can be out of there, the amount of tackling we can do, and we're all very conscious of it, and we want to keep the game safe. I think about the rule changes and targeting and where that's just the awareness that's taking place. And then you throw in the game is safer, and there's so much the benefits of a larger team, being a part of something beyond just yourself. The value of football, it, to me, is huge.
Last couple of things with Jonathan Smith, brought to you in part by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution on this state tour. It'll be gatherings. You know, we'll be in Medford, we'll be in Eugene, we'll be in Salem, we'll be in Portland. And this is the heart and soul of Beaver Nation coming out. Your message, you're sharing it here in this format too, but those are settings that are really valuable for the program and people getting to come out and interact with you and the other coaches and people I mentioned. So how much are you looking forward to being able to get in front of Beaver Nation at all those places?
Yeah, I always look forward to it. I mean, experienced it last year kind of for the first time. It's a bunch of fun to get around a bunch of Beavs and talk about what's taking place in football, but all the different sports that are represented. I think some of the favorite part for me is even the coaches themselves, like being able to hang out with, like we're saying, Pat Casey, right, but Wayne Tingle and Scott Ruick and all these guys, Scott Barnes as well. It's an enjoyable experience for me, and we're looking forward to, like you say, getting those different regions with all these different Beaver fans and interacting.
Ultimately, it's all about the people, and you've just reeled off. I have the people around here, the heart and core of this program. You're part of it, Jonathan, but I know it's always resonated with you.
It really has, and it's been a blast kind of being back around, and it just starts with people, and I think that includes our players and our coaches in all sports. It's a great place in regards to Oregon State and Corvallis. It's one of our strengths, and it's genuine and authentic that we enjoy being around each other. We like working together, like in regards to Scott Barnes, you know, since being here, continuing to be on the same page on where we need to do to what we got to do to take these next steps, and him and making huge advancements even in the 18 months I've been here.
Last couple of questions with the Beaver coach Jonathan Smith, brought to you by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis and extend your stay to take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game, stay to play. Do you allow yourself to – are you looking at tape of Oklahoma State?
we've started that, and we've got some things broken down, and and so, like, as you start to plan August, well, you plan on getting your base parts of your offense, defense, special teams in, but then, so that stuff gets in the first couple of weeks, and then it'll start trending to having a focus on those guys, and so we are looking at not just them, but our first few opponents, and that goes into a little of our plan in August.
Are you a guy that can sit, you know, at a restaurant or wherever you go, and occasionally something pops into your head? Oh, I got to write this concept down. I mean, are you thinking conceptually, schematically all the time? Anytime you watch somebody else play the game, oh, that's an interesting wrinkle.
Oh yeah, it's tough to turn it off. And there's plenty of time whether I was writing on a napkin, and nowadays it's like you pull out your phone and make a note to yourself. Of something maybe you saw on TV or something would be great to show the team. I mean, so many situations football-wise come up, but also just in life. Like, you watch some of this stuff on TV or see some on the internet that you think would be great to talk to your team about, to learn from. So I'd say it's hard to turn off.
Well, there's always good stuff that comes, whether it's on Survivor or other things, motivational speeches or things you never heard of. Oh, I'm going to steal that.
No question. And some of it's good, some of it's bad. Someone's made a mistake. You want to make sure, like, hey, we don't want to recreate that.
Yeah. Well, Coach, it's been great to catch up with you again. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at all those places next week. Thanks for taking time for us, as always.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
That's head football coach Jonathan Smith. Being a Beaver has its perks. OSU great. graduates are already qualified for a scholarship towards earning an MBA. The Beaver for Life Scholarship is designed specifically for alumni interested in boosting their career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/beaver today. Doc, we'll do it again next week.
We will. And by the way, maybe not for coaches, but for us fans, we're just not far. In fact, may be happening now, the magazines, the Athlons, and all of the predictions and things will be coming out soon.
And we'll have Jonathan break down all of those for us, too. Coach, thanks for the time. Thanks to everybody for listening. We'll do it again next week. This has been another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Thanks for joining us. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.